Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So suddenly, everyone wants to know what's the deal with this on-the-road fee which gets slapped onto the offer-to-purchase agreement when you buy a car.
Yes, and we're talking about not a little bit of money, Darren. 4,000 or 5,000 rand on cars with a purchase price of under 2,000.
200,000.
Where are you going to get a car for 20,000? Oh, I suppose
that's
a little.
Yeah, it's skadonk second hand.
I once bought an Uno for 20,000, but it was like 1990 or something.
Yeah. Back then.
So, yeah, obviously it's going to be even more than that for the more pricey cars. So, a lot of money. The National Credit Regulator is going after not the dealerships, but their bank partners which finance these car deals, saying that they have no legal right to add that fee to their contracts.
This is a big deal. Why not the dealerships? They're the ones who are adding it, aren't they?
They are, but this is the thing. The National Credit Regulator doesn't have a mandate to police, so to speak, the motor dealerships. Only the credit providers. Okay. So the banks which finance these car deals are the credit providers, right? Or the credit provider subsidiaries of the motor manufacturers. So BMW Finance, VW Finance, they are divisions of those car companies. And it's those two, the finance arms of BMW and VW, which the regulator has issued compliance notices to in October, one after the other. But it won't end there. I have it on very good authority. The car finance divisions of the major banks will be getting their compliance notices soon. Watch this space kind of thing. So yeah. In a nutshell, the regulator says the National Credit Act does not allow for the charging of an on-the-road fee. They can and they do charge an initiation fee. They can add an extended warranty onto that agreement, the cost of delivery if the car's actually delivered to somebody rather than them going to the dealership to fetch it, a tank of fuel and license or registration fees. And they can't pad any of those fees.
So what does that on-the-road or service and delivery fee cover?
That's the million... man question.
Or 270,000 question. Yeah.
Okay. In almost all cases, the dealership doesn't elaborate on that. The fee just lands up in its entirety on the contract without a breakdown. And those who do query it are usually told something like, it's a standard fee to cover the preparation of the vehicle for sale, and all the dealerships do it everywhere. Mm. So if you push for a breakdown, as I always do when I take up these cases.
As everyone should
for anything you're ever asked to pay. Mm. You're told things like a pre-delivery check, a valet, in other words, washing the car, fueling, and even gifts for the new owner, such as flowers, champagne, and a giant bow around that new set of wheels, which always make people very excited, but they don't realize they're actually paying for it.
Yeah.
And how.
Yeah.
One dealership actually once memorably told me, when I insisted on the breakdown, he listed a percentage of his monthly operating costs, so rental, staff, even the car washer and the security card. So, yeah, points for honesty there eventually.
Costs that should be built into the purchase price of the car, not added on when you do the deal.
Well, exactly. That's the entire crux of the deal. No one's saying don't pass on those costs. They're running a business, but they must do what other businesses do in other industries and build those costs into the purchase price. That's the transparent way to do it. So when confronted, the dealership will invariably say that the fee was disclosed at the time of the sale and the buyer consented to it, and they must put this and they put their signature to the contract, knowing that there's no way anyone could prove that there was no verbal disclosure on that issue.
Okay.
So, of course, the aspect of these compliance notices, which has got consumers very excited, is the regulator has ordered those two credit providers to do an audit and refund that on-the-road fee to every consumer who was charged it. And bear in mind that the Credit Act has been in force for 10 years.
Yo.
Yeah, so given that fee generally ranges between 3,000 and, say, 7,000, that is a lot of money.
So lots of Christmas bonuses on the way for people who've bought BMW and Volkswagen.
Not so fast, unfortunately. There are a lot of buts attached here. And I'll
what
explain,
are those buts, Wendy?
I'll explain a little bit.
You tell me now, Wendy, what
I'm
are those buts?
I'm going to tell you, be patient.
All right, up next.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
So imagine that thanks to the recent news that the credit regulator has said that it is illegal to be charged an on-the-road or service and delivery fee when you buy a car, lots of people are looking forward to some fabulous refunds.
Yes, they are, and many people are emailing me about that every day.
I'm sure.
It's complicated. So first of all, what you need to know is none of this applies to cash deals. It's not It's not supposed to be on the credit agreement, okay? It's the so if you paid cash and you didn't have a credit agreement, this none of this applies to you, okay? Okay? I still feel it shouldn't be paid, but we'll get to that in a bit. Mm-hmm. So far, only BMW Finance and VW Finance have been handed compliance notices by the National Credit Regulator and told to refund those who had the fee added to their finance agreement. They're appealing this anyway, so it's going to drag out. If your car was financed by any other bank or credit provider, this doesn't apply to you yet. The regulator is far from done, though. So if the fee was added to your credit agreement for a car deal with whatever bank, the credit regulator wants to hear from you in the meantime. So we'll put the email address on the blog. Remember to attach your credit agreement as evidence that this fee was added to your agreement.
All right, so for together me, though, we can make this one happen.
Yes. For me, the biggest thing to come out of this so far is that more people now know what an on-the-road fee actually is and that it shouldn't be added to a credit agreement. As I've said just now, to my mind, it shouldn't be charged at all, no matter whether the car is financed or paid for in cash. So question it if you're going to buy a car. Refuse to pay for anything extra, aside from the extras on the actual car, I mean.
You so know, don't pay those pesky things like windscreen wipers and tires.
The optional extras, obviously those can go on. But I mean, you can pay the National Credit Act allows for licensing and registration and a fee to cover the dealership arranging that for you so you don't stand in the queue. And a tank of fuel, that's fine. Okay. I suspect the dealerships will carry on charging the fee but just won't add it to the credit agreement. But it will be much harder now for consumers to miss, and plus we've had all this publicity around it. Yeah. What I'd like to see is those extras being built into the advertised price of the car, but the whole industry would have to agree to that, or it'll be difficult for consumers to do accurate price comparisons. So yes, the prices will go up. We still need to pay for these things, but we shouldn't be seeing those costs added on as sneaky extras after the fact.
All right. Excellent. All right, so you need to go to the website, ecr.co.za, click on Consumer Watch, find out how you can make your voice heard
if you've been charged this
fee. And then watch this space for details. It would be a fabulous windfall if all of us can get that money back.
Well, those people who've paid it, yes.
Yes.
To banks that are now being issued with compliance notices, yes.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Derek.